What makes a law firm? It's about passion, knowledge, understanding, and service. That's what defines Fluxmans. In this podcast series, we take you behind the desks of some of South Africa's smartest legal minds. Buhle Duma first completed a bachelor's degree in the arts, then majored in politics and sociology before completing his LLB law degree at the University of the Witwatersrand in 2004. He served articles at Fluxmans and was admitted as an attorney in 2009. His areas of expertise are commercial litigation and insolvency law. It's nice to meet you, Buhle.
Nice to meet you too.
But I believe that you're one of those not stereotypical lawyers who sits at his desk with headphones on listening to music.
Yeah, because I prefer listening to music because it makes me chill and remain calm at all times. I mean, in this profession, you have to remain composed.
And there's a lot of craziness.
Correct.
Yeah. And there's also this pressure, right?
Too much pressure. I mean, we take problems home. So if you've got a very stressful matter, sometimes it keeps you up at night. Right. So that's why I make sure that whenever I can, I chill and listen to music. When I work, it helps me. In fact, I find that I'm much better when I'm more relaxed.
What is the part of commercial litigation and insolvency in particular that drew you in? Because, you know, a lot of people might say that it's a complex area of law. It's not the sexiest or most obvious choice.
Okay, see, the part that attracted me the most was mainly insolvency, because it involves, like, inquiries, for instance, where directors have misappropriated funds. So it gets exciting when you convene an inquiry and you follow the assets, and then when you nail the directors and you attain justice for the creditors, it's fulfilling.
Well, maybe you were prescient, because that's an area in South Africa that's never going to get slow, right?
Correct.
We read about these crooked people in the newspaper every week.
Correct. And obviously when the economy is doing badly, well, it's good for us, because it means that more companies file for insolvency. Mm. And it's an opportunity for the firm to make fees. I know it's not good for the creditors.
You wonder why we call you vultures. But obviously, when you do insolvency law, you're obviously helping people also, because there is a responsibility that gets taken.
Correct. Especially, you see, the law of insolvency is designed to ensure that when a company gets liquidated, the liquidator will collect all the assets and ensure that dividends are distributed in a process which is fair, to ensure that all the creditors are treated equally, so no one is treated unfairly.
Do you get more excited if there is a large quantum? I mean, if it's a huge company, is that a little bit more pressure, more excitement, or do you not really differentiate between those and the smaller businesses?
Well, obviously, as an attorney, you are required to be at your best irrespective of the quantum. But obviously, the bigger the quantum, the more exciting it gets. And obviously, the more you recover, the better, you know? And the quantum, if it's higher, it comes with a very high profile. Right. So it gets me going when it's a very complicated and a matter with a very high quantum.
I would imagine you've had some very frank conversations with some people who might not have had those conversations with their fellow directors. They might not have had those conversations with their wives, their closest associates. And then they have to tell you the truth, because you need to know what's really going on in order to either liquidate that business and make sure that the procedures are followed, or to try and get it back up to speed.
Correct. And at times it gets very emotional, because, I mean, you find that you consult with a director who has been in the company from day one. So it's not only about the money, but there is that emotional side. And when you have to tell the director that, listen, we have to call it quits, there's no prospect of the company being rescued, we have to liquidate. It's heartbreaking. And
I'm sure you've seen grown men cry.
I have, and because they know that it means that jobs will be lost and they may not be able to be employed again. You know what I'm saying? And some, you find that they were party to a fraud.
So there could be criminal repercussions.
Correct.
So, does your playlist change? In other words, like, you know, if there's fraud or it's a particularly hairy matter, I mean, are we listening to, what are we listening to then?
It does change. That's where I listen to classical music.
Okay, because that's when it's really tense.
Correct.
And if it gets a little more lax, then what do we get into?
Ah, then Soulful House and Lounge.
I think you've got this thing nailed. So family and time off, because you'll need, obviously, in this very high-pressured environment, dealing with the consequences of you know, these enormous activities and what happens to the people involved in them. You need to let loose sometimes.
Agreed. I'm fortunate that at this time I don't have any kids and I'm not married. I've got my girlfriend is also an advocate, so she does understand that this profession can be demanding.
But you don't talk law, do you?
So at times we do. It's hard not to, but we try not to, though.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you don't brief her with work, though.
No.
It's a different kind of briefing. No, I think this is amazing. And what I've picked up here at Fluxman's is there's also a lot of young talent. There are a lot of candidate attorneys coming in here. Is it important for you to mentor these young people?
It is, because they are the future of the firm. And obviously you have to make sure that the people we bring in are people of very high caliber and standards. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, and especially, and it's also critical to find people who are passionate about the law, because it can be soul destroying.
Yeah, it's not always a walk in the park. Sometimes, have you ever questioned going into law?
Me, no.
You knew it was for you.
In fact, it took me a degree to find out that I want to be a lawyer. So initially, I wanted to be a doctor, but then when I realized that my numeracy skills are not that great.
Well, now you're applying those numeracy skills to insolvency.
Yeah.
We should all be worried. Bushra, what about the fact that here in a law firm like this, you get to do, and you're one of the few lawyers here who does the actual litigation.
Yes.
I mean, that's exciting, because then you're in the court.
Correct.
It's all happening in front of your eyes. There is actual process taking place. It's not office work.
No, not only office work. And it's nice to see complex legal arguments being ventilated at court between two heavyweights, like senior counsel. Mm. It's very, very exciting.
So you said your girlfriend's an advocate. Did you ever toy with the idea of becoming an advocate rather than an attorney?
A thought has come to mind, but I enjoy the attorney side more than I think I would enjoy the being an advocate.
And what do you feel, because you've been here at Fluxman's for a long time, you know, you came and did your articles here. What do you feel Fluxman's gives you as an attorney who's you've got a successful practice going already of your own? Being a part of a family like this, what does that mean?
You see, for me, it's a privilege, because it's not just a Fluxman's. It's not just a corporate entity. There's a sense of family and the way they treat their staff and clients. You feel like there is that emotional component, which usually lacks when it comes to big corporates. Mm.
Especially law firms.
Especially law firms. So, like, I don't feel like just a number, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I feel that my interest is being taken care of. You know, you can feel that the firm has your best interest at heart, just like it would have the best interest of its clients.
Have we liquidated any Gupta companies recently?
Not me. Not me.
Right, well,
but I'm remaining hopeful.
I'm hopeful too. I mean, it sounds to me like you also get to, you see the inside of businesses, which gives you an incredible insight into the economy.
Correct. Yeah, so, and I'm also a member of an association called SARIPA, which includes attorneys and liquidators who are involved in the profession. So we often get statistics about how many companies have been liquidated, for instance, in which sectors. So you do get a sort of like a fair insight as to what's happening in the economy.
And what can you share with us about that insight currently?
Yeah, at the moment, the retail is not doing great. And
are there going to be any big upsets here? I mean, I'm not asking you to be Nostradamus, but I imagine that you are looking often at what people who aren't even your clients necessarily are up to, so that you can get an idea of the temperature.
Yeah, see, I think, like, for instance, the retail space, when it comes to like physical buying and stores, that's taking a knock, especially with e-commerce.
Right.
And especially with the fact that the economy is not doing great. Most people aren't buying. So it means it's good news for insolvency practitioners, but it's bad for, obviously, for the economy at large and the families of the employees who work at such retail stores.
Were you always keen to get into the law when you were at school, for example?
No. So what happened was I did my BA in politics and sociology. Mm-hmm. When I finished, I said to myself, I don't think this is challenging enough. What else could I do that will stimulate my mind? Then I thought, let me try law. And then I enrolled and I never looked back.
You know, I did the opposite to you. I must be retrograde. Because what you did was take on a much more complicated thing. I started with law, didn't finish that, and ended up doing history and politics.
Sure.
So I'm in this conversation, ladies and gentlemen, I am the loser. I am the weakest link there. So in other words, I mean, this is interesting because you're almost like a hedge. In a bad economy, you and the practice that you do is a hedge for Fluxmans and for the economy at large, because when things go badly, you're actually doing well.
Correct. It's true.
You're the prophet of doom. You walk into the room, people go, oh, no.
But you see, the good thing, though, is that insolvency in the main has two parts. So there's a situation where the company is unable to pay its debts, which means you must just now kill it. You just save it from its misery. And there's also the other part called business rescue.
Wring its neck. And the business rescue, we've spoken to Colin and some of the other guys here who do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So then you can sometimes hand over matters to them when you see it isn't as dire as you thought it was.
And it is fulfilling where now the client comes to you and you look at the financials, you see that there's a problem, and then you devise a plan, and then you tell the client that if you do A, B, and C, at the end, the company will survive. And then when you see that materialize,
must be very satisfying.
It is, and you save jobs, and you know.
As opposed to having to pull out the bucket and drowning the person.
Correct.
Sure. I mean, what an interesting thing to do every day. It must feel for you like, you know, you're in a very powerful position, actually. I mean, if these people who start businesses, sometimes they take them over, get to a point where they have to come and see you, and you're the one to advise them, that makes you quite influential.
Agreed, and it comes with a very huge responsibility. And that's why you have to take it very seriously, because you're dealing with lives here. It's not only about the money. So if your advice is incorrect, there may be very serious repercussions.
What do you do to relax, besides listening to the music?
I play soccer. I play Fafa-side at Waverley. I also go to gym.
I believe you have a bit of an obsession with socks.
Yes.
Done my research on you. I know something.
I do have an obsession with socks as well. And I'm also a DJ.
So
I've got 10 tables.
I'm sorry to hear that. Here I was. I'd gained so much respect for you. Okay, so what kind of... Is this the music that you have you played publicly? Do you do gigs? Do you...
So before I joined Fluxmans, after my degree, I used to DJ at parties and I used to charge. So I used to play soulful house music. So I've played it even at clubs. I would charge. And when I realized that now I need more money,
Yeah.
That's when I started to be serious and apply it for a job.
Just
here.
Got a message now from Black Coffee. He says he's really glad you went to school. Thank you so much, Kusle. You've been listening to Fluxman's Attorneys for the Love of Law. For more information, go to fluxmans.com.